From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal at The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea, ruling it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which has refused to take part in the proceedings and warned it would not recognize it. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington, the ruling will disincentivize negotiation and intensify conflict.
This arbitration case will probably open the door of abusing arbitration procedures. It will certainly undermine or weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations and consultations for solving their disputes.
But he added Beijing remains committed to negotiation with other parties. Philippines Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay urged those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. President Rodrigo Duterte called for bilateral negotiations on the matter. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Washington supports the rule of law.
We support efforts to resolve territorial and maritime disputes in the South China Sea peacefully and through arbitration such as this. This decision is an important contribution to the shared goal of a peaceful resolution to disputes in the South China Sea.
A senior U.S. State Department official later said the ruling creates an important diplomatic opportunity for productive discussions. Tuesday's ruling addressed a complaint brought by Manila 3 years ago accusing Beijing of violating the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Seas with its actions on Scarborough Shoal, a reef located off the Philippine coast. Zimbabwean authorities detained a Baptist minister who began a social media campaign calling for a stay-at-home protest over the country's corruption and economic woes. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Tuesday that President Obama has given him greater freedom to strike out at the Taliban under new rules of engagement announced during a visit by Defense Secretary Ashton Carter.
We discussed President Obama's recent decision to grant additional flexibility to the U.S. commander here in Afghanistan, flexibility that will maximize the use and effectiveness of our forces that are already here in Afghanistan to support Afghan forces.
U.S. troops will be able to accompany and enable their Afghan counterparts to confront Taliban threats, including greater use of U.S. air power. A fragile ceasefire called by rival leaders held Tuesday in South Sudan's capital, Juba, after several days of artillery and small arms fire that left hundreds dead and displaced some 36,000. The truce called Monday by both President Salva Kiir and his longtime rival, First Vice President Riek Machar, after forces loyal to both used anti-aircraft guns, attack helicopters, and tanks against each other. General Dow Otterjong is allied with former rebel leader Machar.
The forces under me are part of government forces. They will not fight government. South Sudanese people, they are requesting, it is a need of people of South Sudan to have peace. We don't want to continue in senseless war.
The violence raised fears the country, just 5 years old, was slipping back into civil war. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Malala Yousafzai spent her 19th birthday Tuesday in the world's largest refugee camp, which the Kenyan government plans to close down by year's end.
I was here to speak out for girls here, and as the camp is going to be closed down soon, I wanted to make sure that the girls' education is not affected by it.
More than 300,000, mostly Somalian refugees, call the Dadaab camp in eastern Kenya home. Kenya alleges attacks in the country by al-Shabaab militants have been planned in the camp and called the camp a security threat. Malala said Tuesday that no one should be forced to go back to Somalia, especially girls, whose only hope for an education has been in UN-run schools in Dadaab. UN and opposition officials warn that intense fighting in the northern Syrian city Aleppo threatens a humanitarian disaster, as hundreds of thousands have been cut off from basic supplies. Meanwhile, two non-governmental organizations say dozens have died of starvation in the besieged town of Madaya. Britain gets a new prime minister Wednesday, Home Secretary Theresa May replacing David Cameron, who chaired his last cabinet meeting Tuesday after resigning over the result of the British referendum to leave the European Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who waged a spirited but futile campaign against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination, endorsed her candidacy Tuesday against Republican Donald Trump. And at least 22 were now killed, dozens injured when two passenger trains collided head-on in the southern Italian region, Puglia, on Tuesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.